Joining me is former Hereford United midfielder Richard Jones. It was Ian Bowyer that signed you from Newport in 1988. How did he sell Hereford United to you?
Well, to be honest, I was at Newport, and they were struggling with the wages and whatever, and cheques were bouncing and all like that. And then all of a sudden then, because I nearly went to Wimbledon for 85,000, which fell through. And then out of the blue then, Ian Bowyer phoned me up, and he said, come up to one of the games. I think it was on a Saturday, it was. And I went up and watched the game. Then I met Ian then afterwards in the physio room. And I think he played the last 20 minutes. And, you know, he was one of my sort of heroes. You know, you used to watch him on the telly and all like that. And he spoke very well of the club. You know, he didn't really have to sell it to me, because I could see it was, a fine sort of like a family club, run club and all like that. So, I went up and met him. And all of a sudden then, I was there then the following week.
How demoralising was it not to go to Wimbledon? Because they would have been top flight then, weren't they?
Yeah, it was, Bobby Gould had watched me at Newport, and... I travelled up. I actually played for Wimbledon against Cambridge in a sort of charity game, but we couldn't sort of agree terms. And all of a sudden, then there was a battle between Newport and Wimbledon, and it all went to court. That they were both saying that Wimbledon said I hadn't signed, and Newport said it was a handshake sort of contract. It all got a bit messy, to be honest, and but it all fell through. And then I went back to Newport, and then Newport said, you can't train with us because of legal reasons. And then, it was quite sad at the time, because all I wanted to do was play football. And then all of a sudden, then it was a matter of a couple of weeks, and then Ian phoned me up and said, you'll come straight in the first team. And that's what happened. So, I trusted Ian, and it all went well in the end.
In your first season, Phil Stant scored a lot of goals. How good was he as a finisher?
Stant, he was brilliant. Do you know what I mean? He was from midfield. You could stick the ball over the top. You could stick it into his feet. You could put the ball anywhere, and he would hold it up. But he was very good, inside the box as well. He was very, very tricky. He'd go to shoot, he'd come back, and, he'd stick it in the far corner. Then, he had a bit of everything, to be honest, and he was superb.
Just looking at the stats, and you missed out on the Welsh Cup final and also the Manchester United and Nottingham Forest games. That must have been extremely disappointing to miss out on all those occasions.
Yeah, definitely, because... playing all the games up to those sort of run-ins, with the FA Cup and all that, to actually have, an injury at that time when the big games are, it was very disappointing. But, that's football for you, later on I did play against some, really good teams like in Europe and all like that. I did play some, really good teams, so... It was not to be, but I think probably I would say the Man United game was the biggest miss for me. It was, fantastic crowd and the atmosphere before, because I remember Ian took us down to Torquay and we had a couple of days training. The atmosphere was absolutely fantastic, but it wasn't to be. So, as I said, that's football for you.
You're one of the four Hereford players that was sent off at Northampton. I spoke to all the players that have had the red card, and now you're number four. What are your recollections of that afternoon?
To be honest, I think the referee, I just can't believe some of the decisions he's made, But I think he had a bit of a name for doing that. And it just seemed so bizarre, every couple of minutes someone was getting sent off, and... I can remember, we were having to cover the ground because we only had seven, eight players on. And because, trying to cover the ground and get the tackles in, it was just, you only had to mistime your tackle like mine right at the end. And, I didn't get sent. I would think I only got sent off twice. But it was just one of those funny days, And I can remember Greg afterwards saying, no one's fined, for getting sent off because the referee was... he had a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. But I have seen it on YouTube a couple of times, and it's such a bizarre game, but very strange one.
The previous season, you missed most of the campaign when John Sillett was manager because of glandular fever. It was really debilitating to you looking at the programmes at that time. You know, how bad did it get?
What I can remember about that is, you know, I felt ill and I felt down and very tired and all. And it happened to be right at the start of the season where, you know, we went in pre-season training. New manager, John Sillett, come in. I think I just signed a new 2-3 year contract at the time. So, you know, I was buzzing, like, but I just felt I didn't feel right. And then, because you're trying to impress or you're trying to work harder, and it was pre-season, it was hot, I just went downhill, and all of a sudden, then I found myself in hospital for 3 weeks. And I think what they said was, you know, it was glandular fever at a, you know, I had it bad. But it didn't help with all the training that you go through, you know, as a professional footballer, you know, it's morning, afternoon, games in the night, and I think I just totally burnt myself out.
You had 5 seasons at Hereford. Your final game was the Halifax game, which relegated them at the Shea. And when you left, was it a case of you wanted to freshen it up, or, you know, did you want to stay, or, you know, were you getting on with Greg Downes? What was the reasons behind your departure?
Probably under all the managers I had at Hereford, probably slightly didn't really get on with Greg. He was okay, he was fine, but I think I played in sort of a position which, you know, I feel wasn't good for me. You know, I was more of a defensive midfield player, as he put me, where I found myself, you know what I mean, as a better player going forward as a midfield player, you know, picking up second ball and then, you know, going on from that phase. But which I did later on in my career, which I totally enjoyed. So, I had 5 great years at Hereford. I loved every minute. But, you know, I moved on to Swansea City then, and that's when I started having sort of knee trouble and all then. But I did 17 years full-time, so when I look back, you know, I'm quite pleased with it all anyway.
You left Swansea to join Barry, and you played in a lot of European matches. What was it like playing in the League of Wales and those European adventures?
You know, everyone said it was, you know, it's easy and all like that, you know, playing against these teams. But at the end of the day, you know, we worked hard. You know, we were full time. We still had to turn up to your Hollywells and your Conways and all that, and win, you know, and put a battle and fight. And, but we did play good football. Do you know what I mean? What we did, we learned from the European teams, you know, from your Dynamo Kievs, how they sort of played. And we sort of copycatted that. And we sort of, like, put sessions on, you know, that and we all, you know, knew what we were doing. And it worked really well then. But I think we had our pitch redone. We spent about 60,000-70,000 on the pitch, you know, so we could play the football, and all of a sudden, you know, we went on to better things.
You still involved in football now?
No, I think when my knee sort of went completely when I was 32, I really struggled with it, you know, and I went with John Lewis as assistant manager to Merthyr and Halford West. And I like to get involved, you know, in the coaching sessions. And where I was getting involved, I really struggled the next day because my knee was so sore. And then you start losing a bit of enthusiasm then. And perhaps one day, you know, I might go into football. But, you know, I do struggle with my knee, though. That's the only thing, you know. It's I probably need it replacing soon. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm... It's totally different. Playing and coaching is totally different. So perhaps one day.